This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Only one-third of public school teachers feel their base salary is adequate, according to a survey out today from RAND. Compare that to the 60% of all working adults who say their base salary is adequate. And if you've ever met a teacher, you probably know how much they work. 53 hours a week during the school year, on average, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
The RAND study is called All Work and No Pay. Two teachers' unions funded the research, but didn't have any editorial control over the conclusions. The survey finds that teachers want a $17,000 raise on average, the equivalent of a 27% pay hike.
I think it means that teachers feel dissatisfied with their jobs.
Elizabeth Steiner is one of the authors. She found that dissatisfied teachers are more likely to consider quitting, and that improving pay and hours could keep them engaged. But that costs money. Marguerite Rosa directs Georgetown's Edunomics Lab.
You would need higher taxes for states or maybe more property taxes locally.
Rosa points out that those who teach math, special ed, and in high poverty schools are more likely to quit.
And the question then is, should we be giving everybody the same raise or should we be targeting any increases in pay to where we're also seeing a labor market problem?
A study from the Economic Policy Institute found that public school teachers earn about 24% less than others with the same levels of experience and education. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.